5 more days, that's how long, thousands of people trying to flee Afghanistan through an airport in the capital Kabul have before US troops trying to keep control over the airport leave after the country's takeover by the Taliban. Among them, 36 Irish citizens and dependents who will be helped by a small number of soldiers from the Irish Army Ranger Wing and 2 Irish diplomats. Now, the US, UK and Australia have warned their citizens not to travel to the airport because they say there is a high threat of a terrorist attack there. Dr. Tom Clonan is a former captain of the Irish Armed Forces. He's a security analyst and academic lecturing in the School of Media in DIT. Dr. Clonan, thanks a million for coming into our studio this morning. What will Irish soldiers be doing today?
So the 9 troops have 4 primary tasks. The principal one is a command and control function, and that means they have at least one senior officer with them, and he can liaise with the military organisation within the airport. And you think about this, Gavin, the day before yesterday, 20,000 people were evacuated by air. I could be mistaken, but I think this is the biggest air evacuation since possibly the Berlin airlift back in the 40s. So it's mayhem in the airport. There are at least 6,000 troops. There are thousands of diplomatic and consular staff. Thousands, everybody's seen the pictures of civilians trying to get in, Afghan refugees, people who are absolutely desperate to leave the country. So in the middle of all that mayhem, this team have arrived. The senior officer can plug into the military processing and transmission system to get people out. The other functions are medical, so they have advanced paramedics with them. So some of the Irish people that are, sheltering in place around Kabul and other areas, it's a very precarious journey to the airport, and people will have seen the trouble at the perimeter. You know,
yes.
People have been killed in crushes there, so they may need medical attention. They may have other issues, so they're there as a kind of a preventative or to assist them in that regard. The other functions that they would have are a security function. They have a sniper team, and again, this is. I don't make it sound too melodramatic, but people coming in at the perimeter gate, the military team will have to go out to the perimeter and secure them as they enter. That's a very particularly sensitive moment. There could
yes.
be a rush. And then finally, they have a communications function, which is to set up a secure and reliable means of communication with those Irish citizens or passport holders or people who've been granted asylum status or refugee status, so that they know what route to take to the airport, what checkpoints it has been agreed with the US and British military authorities with the Taliban that they can pass through. Because there's so many people encroaching the airport, it's really important that they know exactly what time, what route, what checkpoints and what gate to go to get them in. And prior to this, Gavin, you know, in that crush and with 5 days to go, there just was no voice on the ground. The Department of Foreign Affairs were trying to do this remotely from Abu Dhabi. So this is a game changer for them. But I have to emphasise, the airport is surrounded by the Taliban. All of the high ground around the airport, the mountains and hills that people have seen in the pictures, the medium to low rise buildings, they completely overlook the airport, and the Taliban will have put in anti-aircraft weapon systems, direct fire artillery systems. So any plane that takes off or land or any vehicle that gets to the airport, really it's because the Taliban have consented to it at this time. So it's a very fraught situation.
Yes. And you were talking there about the difficulty of getting people into the airport. What do you make of this threat and warning by the US, UK and Australia telling their citizens not to come to the airport now?
Yeah, so this narrow window of 5 days, and the Taliban have been absolutely firm. Their spokesperson, Suhail Shaheen, has said that the 31st of August is a red line, and any troops that remain after that will represent, as he says, an extension of the occupation. So Islamic State in Afghanistan, they're called ISIS-K, and the K stands for the province of Khorasan, where they were formed in 2014. They're also looking at this window, and they see it as a last chance to attack a Western target. So with all of the people at the perimeter of the airport and the huge concentration of people inside, which is quite a small campus, Hamid Karzai International Airport, the fear is that Islamic State and the Taliban, they're rivals to the Taliban in the area. The fear is that they're going to bring in a truck bomb or suicide bombers, or that they'll mortar the airport. So the Taliban, ironically, and the US, British and other coalition troops are kind of on ad idem on this. They face this common threat from Islamic State, which is growing as we approach that 31st deadline. So that's the fear, that they will try to do a spectacular at the airport before US and Westerners leave, because, you know, after they leave, they've been robbed of their Western target, as they would see it.
Realistically, with US troops gone by Tuesday and starting to leave sooner, when will the Irish mission have to be done?
It's a very tough situation, and you know, I think of the families of the two senior diplomats and those troops. You know they've gone into harm's way. The timing of their departure will be determined by the military authorities in the airport. You know, at some point, you know, the Americans are going to draw down by the 31st, as are the British and other nationalities. They may extend slightly beyond that, but they risk then coming under fire from the Taliban. So at a certain point, they're going to be told, you're leaving now. Because the way they'll draw down is get rid of all the diplomatic and civilian personnel insofar as they can, and then withdraw right down to the last military element, which would be, if necessary, prepared to do a fighting withdrawal, which would be a nightmare scenario. So that'll be determined by others. But I have to say, though, I'm sure this was a very difficult decision for the minister, Simon Coveney. But I do think it is a game changer for those 36 Irish citizens who are left, and the 230 or so Afghan refugees who have been granted refugee status. Because, you know, we'll all remember the pictures of people clinging on to the undercarriage of aircraft and falling from a height as they take off. People are desperate to leave, and with good reason. The Taliban will institute a brutal regime. In terms of what lies beyond the 31st of August, Suhail Shaheen, the spokesperson for the Taliban, has said, you know, it's difficult to imagine, but he says that if all foreign troops leave on the 31st of August, that you'll have the resumption of commercial and civilian flights as normal at the airport from the 1st of September.
Okay.
But I think with the Islamic State threat, the threat from Al-Qaeda, the Al-Haqqana network, who are all jostling to have a go at a Western target, that's unlikely.
Dr. Tom Clonan, former captain in the Irish Armed Forces, thank you for speaking to us this morning. 16 minutes past 7.